in this business, there's only a couple things that matter. Deals, money, and operations. Those are the three things I always harp on. And if you have a steady flow of deals coming in from coaching platform or Bird Dogs or a Facebook group or something, I think that's a pretty powerful thing.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Javier Hinojo, your host of The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. And today I have a very special guest, Tim Bratz, out of Cleveland, Ohio, / Charleston, South Carolina. I don't know. Should we say you're from Cleveland or from Charleston? Probably going to say Cleveland, aren't you?
Well, I'm from Cleveland, but I live in Charleston now. All right. So we'll leave it at that.
Super cool. And if you guys haven't heard of Tim Bratz, this guy's he's amazing. He started flipping houses, turnkey rentals, taking change from cupping his car to get gas, eating a Subway a day. You know, he's got a super cool story. I recommend you guys follow him. And now he buys apartment buildings. It's got like 4,800 units, over 400 million, 430 million. I don't even know if that's accurate anymore because it changes all the time. I'm sure it's higher than that.
We're buying, selling, and refining all the time, man. So try to keep it, try to keep the target on it. But man, it changes just from a valuation standpoint. You know, you throw some numbers out there and
for sure
try to be conservative and not give the guru numbers, but like real value and who knows.
Solid numbers.
Yeah, man.
You have a commercial empire, man.
Excited to be here. Thanks for, for the invitation.
Sure. You got a commercial empire, which is like a weekend event where you teach people how to find, you know, analyze, fund, kind of exit, kind of a big picture on a 2-day weekend, which is Commercial Empire. You also have Legacy Boardroom, which is super cool. Nobody does that out there where you have your staff every day and do a 1-hour call. People join that. It's like a coaching program, mentorship. It's really, really neat. And you also have your mastermind, right, which I'm a part of. I'm the Legacy family. So we'll talk a little bit about those as well.
Let's do it, man.
All right. So I want to give a little quick background how I met Tim. I met Tim in 2018 at a conference. It was a kind of a Rich Dad, Poor Dad conference. They were giving out, I think, 5 or 6 Hall of Fame awards. And you were there. And I was one of them. You were one of the recipients as well. And I met you the night before. I didn't know who you were. And you asked me what I did. And I said, hey, I flipped, you know, like 50 houses a year. And you looked at me and you said, hey, man, buy an apartment building. It'll change your life. That's all you said. And you walked away. I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, sure. Nice to meet you too, right? You were busy, you know, like walking around. So long story short, the next day I find out that you're actually getting the award as well. And I thought it was pretty badass. You know, I flipped 50 houses, you know, and I'm like, yeah, that's not bad. And then you go up after I went and I'm like, holy shit, this guy's got like, yeah, like you weren't nothing back then, man. You only had like 1,500 units, 2,000.
Yeah,
units.
I was like 13, 14, 1,500, somewhere in there.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, you know, that day you planted that seed for me. And about a year later, I went to one of your events. This podcast is not about me, but everybody, you know, kind of knows kind of what happened. So
love it.
I just want to give everybody that background. You planted that seed for me to buy apartment buildings. So I definitely do appreciate that because I know you planted a lot of seeds out there.
I appreciate it, man. No, it's amazing to see what you've done. You've done some remarkable things in a very short amount of time. And you know, I know a lot of people maybe from the outside think that looks like an overnight success, but you've definitely paid your dues, man, and planted a lot of seeds and cultivated those seeds and harvested those seeds and done a lot of things to put yourself in the position that you're in today. And it's awesome to see you giving back and doing amazing things with your mastermind and your coaching platform as well. And I think that's what it comes full circle and ends up being. You know, I think there's some self-interest in there as well, right? People think, oh, he's getting rich off of that. Or no, like, dude, I don't give a shit about the income from the education. Not that I don't give a shit about it, but it's like, it's inconsequential to what we can make by doing more deals, right? And I think it's really cool that you're able to help other people get into deals. You know, they help you get into more deals and together you can kind of build some wealth. And then just live a great lifestyle, right? And then there's like a lot of the impact side of things of giving back and doing some amazing things for your community and for others in the world. Let them know that there's better vehicles, ways to accelerate your growth and have a lot of success in a shorter amount of time just by being in a different vehicle, right? It's like if you and I were driving down the road and I'm in a Ford Pinto, right? And you're in a Ferrari, dude, you're going to smoke me. If we stopped at the stoplight and we got out and we switched cars and you get in the Ford Pinto and I get in the Ferrari, I'm going to win, right? It's not because you're a better driver, I'm a better driver. It's because of the vehicle that you're in. I think commercial real estate can be it's a Ferrari of financial vehicles. You know, to build a long-term wealth, you got to pay down some principal and all that kind of stuff. But you can start making some significant amount of money in a fairly short amount of time by doing commercial real estate and build a substantial net worth along with all the tax benefits that comes with it just by being in the game. And so you've done a phenomenal job of it, man, and are absolutely a poster child for what could be done in if you just put your head down and work your tail off for 36, 48 months.
Yes, you hit so many points there. Like I write them down. Like, man, we could talk about an hour on each one of these, but we're not going to do that. But yeah, I mean, for sure, right? You got to plant those seeds. You got to go out there. You got to do the work. For me, it's been a little bit under 2 years, about 20 months. But even like for you, right? Before you even started your coaching program, you already bought your apartment building, right? So mm-hmm. If anybody out there says, hey, you bought all this after you started, like, no, not really. You actually started before, right? You got those haters out there, but that's all right. It just fuels a fire a little bit, or just ignore them.
I pay attention to the people whose lives were changing, right? I get messages every single day with similar stories to yours, man. Like, dude, changed the trajectory of my life. Everything changed. I just bought my first 13-unit apartment building. Oh my goodness, this is amazing. I mean, there's people in our mastermind who like were brokering just in the transactional world, and all of a sudden they own 700, 800, 900 units, in less than 24 months. And it's, man, is that possible for me? Like, listen, if somebody else can do it, you can borrow the belief, you can do it too. That's a pretty powerful testimonial.
Yeah, for sure. So let me just talk about real quick about when you said, hey, you planted the seeds, you were out, going out to the events, doing all the legwork. I do hear people all the time, and I know you're trying to follow more into the lifestyle, kind of enjoy your family, enjoy your time, turn off your phone at a certain amount of time. But when somebody gets started, right, say they're low on funds, they don't have a lot of capital backing them. They're just, even if they're not really new, but they really need to get that plane off the ground, right? I hear people talk about all the time, hey, work from 9 to 5, turn off your phone. Like, I haven't met that person yet that wants to launch a business, like say multifamily, that has a job, that works from 9 to 5 and is successful. I haven't met them yet, but let me ask you, have you met somebody like that, or what's your thoughts?
Well, I think the key is there's going to be sacrifices, right? Like, what matters most to you? And obviously there's not one size fits all for how to jump into multifamily, but I've seen people, David Benson from our mastermind, right? Yep. He had a full-time job as a mortgage, working in the banking industry, and worked 9 to 5, right? And in his part-time, because he didn't sacrifice family, he's all about family. He sacrificed television. He sacrificed, going drinking at the bar with his buddies. He sacrificed things like that that weren't as important as going out and building a portfolio of rentals. And in his part-time business, he picked up 100 single-family houses. And so somebody like that comes to me and he's like, hey man, I want to jump into multifamily. I don't know what I should do. I was like, you need to quit your friggin' job because you've already proven you can do this, right? If you've never bought anything in your entire life and you have a full-time job and you're trying to jump into real estate, I wouldn't tell you to quit your job, right? But he already has proven he can do it. If you've picked up 10 units, 20 units, you've proven that you've gone through the steps, right? The hardest part, I think, is just getting that. So he joins their mastermind and he comes out in January and we light a fire under his butt a little bit to go and do some big things. And dude, he's grown his portfolio because he can dedicate full time now to not his job. He was working full time on his job, part time on his fortune, right? Now he's able to work full time on his fortune and doesn't have to worry about the job. And guess what, dude? He picked up 64 units. He's increased his portfolio by 64% in 6 months.
Yeah.
And so I can see that in somebody when they come to me and they're like, what should I do? Because I can take a look at their situation. I know what they're capable of. And they just didn't need to hear from somebody else. And not only that, man, but there's unquantifiable benefits to him quitting his job and jumping in full time because he's like, dude, I control my schedule now. I don't have to be in the office. I went to my girl's volleyball tournament for 2 days in the middle of the week. I would have never been able to do that before. Thank you so much, Tim, for kicking me in the butt a little bit. And so I think it's important to understand what they're capable of. And I think it's your job and my job as leaders and leaders of leaders to give them the best advice, not be their friend, but support them and help them see themselves as more than where they currently are. It's one thing to show somebody and help them see themselves as where they are. They can typically do that on their own or their buddies who can tell them that. But like a true leader can help people see themselves as more than who they are currently. And that's what I try to do, man. I try to just instill that belief into people. And I think it's really, really important and creates a big impact.
Yeah. So I was talking to David a couple of days ago, and it took him 16, 17 years to get to 100 doors. Mm-hmm. Right. And then like in 6 months, he's already have like half of that. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you're going to crush your goal. I mean, whatever you did the last 16 years, you're going to at least double that this year. You know, totally. He was like, yeah, I would never done it without being part of a mastermind or without having like, you know, a mentor or a coach, somebody to push me and not necessarily, like you said, tell you all the nice things, but tell you like, hey man, you got to change this. You got to change that, right? You always can't be a yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am all the time.
Dude, you're meant for more, right? And sometimes you need to borrow belief from somebody else who's already been there and done that. And dude, that's why listening to this kind of stuff is so important. That's why plugging into Facebook groups, right? Even if you don't have, there's probably some local real estate investors associations and landlord associations that you could plug into and get around like-minded people. But even if you can't, jump into, you know, one of the Facebook groups, and you have an amazing one that has a ton of engagement in there. And so like just surrounding yourselves with good, positive things. And at the same time, not only adding the good stuff, but subtracting the bad stuff, the haters, the negative, the, you know, play it safe. That's friggin' negative, right? That's not good advice. Play it small. That's negative. That's not inspiring you to go do amazing things. That's not better for your family. Like you can't make an impact unless you're out there doing some things, right? Like how many schools can you build? How many communities can you develop? How many churches can you build? How many hospitals can you support? How many families can you help and feed? You know, like, guess what? If you're not playing at a big level, you can only, if you're playing at a small level, you can make a small impact. When you're playing at a big level, you can make a bigger impact. And so that's a big driving force for me. But no, I think the important thing is, dude, getting into the right circles. And, yeah. And it changed everything for me, changed everything for you, changed everything for David Benson. And that's not a, it's not an accident, man. It's a recurring theme across everybody I meet that comes out to events like yours.
Yeah. Look, listen, that was actually my next question, right? Like you said, hey, plug in, you know, there might be a local RIA, plug into a Facebook group, plug into an event, mastermind. And I hear you talking about it all the time. And one of the very first time that I met you and you said, hey, man, a mastermind, you know, changed my life. You know, the last three projects that I bought have been because I met somebody through a mastermind. Mm-hmm. So just kind of shed light a little bit about that. How big is that, right? Just, I don't think they understand the fact of where you hang out with, right? And like people ask me all the time, hey, what do I need to do? I would say, like, for me, it's like, hey, first you need to believe. Number two is where you're hanging out. That's what I would say. Don't worry about money, deal, forget about all that trash. I said, just where are you hanging out? And, you know, what do you believe?
Yeah. I mean, we've all heard you are the five people you hang out with, right? Like, what does that mean though? Well, to me, it means if you hang out with five people that eat French fries every single day, chances are you're going to start eating some French fries, right? You're going to start putting on a little bit of weight. You hang out with people who eat salads and eat an apple a day, chances are you're going to probably shed some weight, eat a little bit healthier, be in a little bit better shape. If you're hanging out with people who cheat on their spouse, chances are you're going to be led down a dark path, right? If you hang out with people who are always trying to be better spouses and better parents and are having conversations around that side of things, you're going to organically and naturally through osmosis and the conversations become a better spouse, become a better parent, become more aware of some of those things. And naturally the money side goes with all of that too. And that's probably the most quantitative. That's what a lot of people focus on. But I mean, dude, how many deals have you fallen into by accident? Or how much money have you raised by accident just by being in the right room?
Yeah, pretty much all of it.
All of it.
Pretty much all of it. Yeah.
My entire portfolio is built and over $100 million of cash from mom and pop investors. I've never taken institutional equity from a hedge fund or a REIT or anything like that. 100% of the money that I've ever raised has come from mom and pop investors, either from a mastermind or introduced to me from somebody from a mastermind.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely powerful, who you hang out with. Right. But at some point people need to understand that. People understand that even if you're in real estate right now, I have a friend that he flips about 20 properties a month, right? He does like 200 a year, something like that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, I want to buy apartments. And I asked him, this guy's worth, you know, he's making $3-4 million a year, right? Even this concept, I had to kind of explain it to him again. Who are you hanging out with, man? All the flippers. Nothing wrong with flippers, but then you're always hanging out with flippers. Well, hang out with people who buy apartments. Guess what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. He's like, man, I feel like I'm this new investor, new businessman. He's making, you know, $3-4 million net every year, right? Mm-hmm. But it's very important. I mean, who you hang out with. Everything, and I know you showed out from stage one time and I didn't forget and I took it to heart. And I've joined a few masterminds or just traveled to a lot of events and do a lot of network and met a lot of great people. And I definitely appreciate that. You know, somebody out there is telling everybody, hey, you're up there and you don't paint it very pretty, right? Sometimes you're like, it's okay, but you might hurt somebody's feelings.
Yep.
But it's good, man. I think it's good. So I definitely do appreciate that from you.
Yeah, you just got to shoot straight. You know, I'm not the fluff guy. I'm not the guy who screams at you and makes you feel bad about yourself. I try to help people see it from a different perspective and look at things and reason through it and realize that a lot of the beliefs that we put in our head are not real beliefs, right? Or they're not real, and like they're stories in our head. They're stories that we make up about limitations of why we can't do something. And we just need to realize the story. We need to realize like, oh, why can't you buy apartments?
I don't know.
That guy's doing it. I could do it. 5 years doing it. Why can't I? If Tim's doing it, he's a blue collar kid from Cleveland, Ohio. Why can't I do it? Right. And so helping people see past that. I remember talking to some firefighter, you know, kind of going back to people quitting their jobs. There's some firefighter who's flipping houses. He's a firefighter and he's flipping houses, not a ton, but he's doing 12 houses a year. Right. And he's making, I don't know, $100,000, I don't know, let's call it $150,000 to $200,000 a year from his flipping business on a part-time basis. And he didn't like, right? If he liked his being a fireman job, I would have said, dude, stay there. He didn't like it. And I was like, well, how much you make it? He's like, I take home around $2,400 a month. I was like, what?
Wow.
And, well, but I have benefits. I was like, what does benefits cost? An extra $800,000? Like him and his wife, I don't think that he had any kids. And so I don't even know if it was that much, $500, $600. I was like, dude, you are delaying your entire life and going to a job that you don't appreciate and don't enjoy for $3,000 a month. I mean, dude, that makes him a prostitute.
Yeah.
That means he's willing to do things and sacrifice his values and things that he cares about in order to just go and make a little bit of money, and a cheap prostitute at that, you know? So I'm like, what are you doing? And so I beat up on him pretty bad. I kind of feel bad about it, but eventually he absorbed it. It's about 12 months later and he's actually in Kelly and Dusty's mastermind.
Oh, super
and,
cool.
Yeah. And when he quit his job, he just did it last month when we were in Charleston for our event. And she came up to me. She's like, I want so-and-so wanted to make sure that you knew that they quit their job and they're so super appreciative. I've never had anybody say, I wish I would have stayed at my job longer.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody say, I wish I would have waited longer or started later or delayed the process. Dude, I've never heard anybody ever say it. Everybody's always said, I wish I would have started sooner. I wish I would have got out of my own way. I wish I would have seen the big picture. I wish I didn't have these stories in my head. Dude, you just got to help them get out of their own way. Everybody does it, man, including me.
Yeah.
This is like a muscle that you got to work on every single day for years and years and years to really be able to not get derailed by that kind of stuff.
Sure. I know, you know, just kind of growing up, everybody puts that in your head, right? So get your job, get, you know, your career, get your benefits. So in a way, subconsciously, I think that they're holding on to that, right? It's like a little safety. It's like their safety blanket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which really is kind of causing them cancer. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and they gotta let it go. So mm-hmm. which brings me to my next point, just talking about people growing and getting out of the comfort zone and really wanting to do, you know, more real estate or even bigger deals or even go to apartment buildings. The way I started, I went to your event when you had it live in Cleveland. It was a commercial empire. And I know you have one coming up. This podcast is gonna come up here next day or two. So there still will be time to join that event. And if you missed it, you listen to it later, still follow Tim. He'll have another one and he'll post it on his social media. So you won't, even if you miss this upcoming one, there'll be another one. So just want you to talk a little bit about that real quick.
Yeah. You know, I was going through the growth phase of growing my portfolio, right? I come from wholesaling house. Well, first I had a broker's license or real estate license. I was brokering for other people. And then I realized I need to be owning real estate instead of brokering it. So I got rid of my license after a year, started, you know, doing the wholesaling thing, started flipping and started doing the turnkey space. And then I built up a management company and then I got into small multis and bigger multis and continuously was growing. And I realized that when you're in the single family space, it's a very solo operator, right? Like I got to do everything because there's not that much juice in the squeeze kind of a thing. When you get into multifamily, there's a lot more juice in the squeeze and you realize that you really need like a team sport. You know, it goes from playing tennis as a solo sport to really playing basketball or soccer. That has a lot more players, a lot more moving parts, but there's a lot more juice in the squeeze. So that's okay. And it allowed me to stay in my lane and just do the things that I really like doing and the things that I'm good at doing. You know, so as I grew my portfolio, I was just vocal about it, right? You know, just trying to help other people. I truly believe there's a limitless amount of opportunity out there and a limitless number of deals out there. You know, me sharing that wealth of knowledge doesn't hurt me at all. And what I found is it actually started helping me. right? By me talking about deals, all of a sudden I get messages on Facebook and Instagram, and people would reach out and say, hey man, I know somebody else who's selling a deal. Do you want to buy this one? I'd say, yeah. Or, hey, I'm looking to buy something. Do you have anything that you're looking to sell, Tim? Maybe. Or I want a joint venture. Or, hey, I don't want to do all the work, Tim, but I have money. Can I lend you money for your projects? And then I started also getting questions of like, do you consult? Do you coach? Do you mentor? Do you have any sort of a program that I can buy? Or have you ever written a book? And you get enough of those, and all of a sudden you're like, damn, well, maybe I should come up with something, right? And I ended up partnering with a publishing company. They owned the brand. I came in, I was just kind of, it was my content. I came in and spoke and made a couple bucks, but the benefit was it brought a bunch of deal flow into my business. And in this business, there's only a couple things that matter: deals, money, and operations. Those are the three things I always harp on. And if you have a steady flow of deals coming in from coaching platform or Bird Dogs or a Facebook group or something, I think that's a pretty powerful thing. One less thing you got to worry about. And that also brings steady money flow, right? Private investors, people who are willing to invest in your projects. So that's two less things. Then you could just focus on the operations and make sure the property performs, makes your life a little bit easier. So I just realized the more content that I put out there and the more value that I gave, all of a sudden it started coming full circle and just pouring fuel into my business and allowing me to grow and grow and grow. And so Commercial Empire is awesome. You know, it's it used to be in person. We've gone virtual since COVID hit. It used to be $5,000 when you paid for it. Now it's only $500 because it's all virtual, and it's the same content, right? And so over the course of 2 days, we hammer through how to find off-market deals, how to underwrite those deals, make sure they are deals, how to raise private money, structure the financing, close on the property. We go over project management, that value add process. Go over all the property management side of things, a lot of different exit strategies, the refinance, the traditional sale. You can wholesale apartment buildings. We talk a little bit about that. And then we go into like some business development things, like how I build out my team, what I pay my team. It's a complete open book. We do a bunch of discussion panels and I bring my team in and you guys can ask them any questions that you want. There's nothing out of bounds or off topic that you can ask whatever. So no, it's pretty cool. We host that a few times a year. You know, I think you're gonna put a link in the show notes here. Yep. Yeah, just click on that and check it out. If it's something that you want to jump into, we'd love to have you and love to hear some insights. And then at the same time, if like you think about it, if there's one takeaway that you can get out of this thing, it can either save you money or make you money. Not to mention the networking is just over the top, right? Like I don't really attract a lot of newbies necessarily. That's okay. You can be a newbie. And, but there's a lot of people who are already doing deals, like you were already doing deals, that are just looking to get into more of the buy and hold type stuff and more of the long-term wealth building. And so there's people who come through and take the information and go and crush it and do their own deals like you have. And then there's a lot of other people who, you know, maybe they do some smaller deals, but they come across a big one and they're like, I need somebody to help sponsor the loan, just like a co-signer on a loan, or I need somebody to help raise some money. And a lot of times those students will bring those deals to me or other individuals in the in our community, and we can help them get into a deal that they couldn't have gotten into. They help us get into a deal that we would have never gotten into. And all of a sudden, we're building wealth together. And I think it's a powerful way to collaborate on some strategy or on some wealth building strategies and apartment buildings and just doing some cool stuff. And you don't have to get married to anybody long term, but on a deal by deal basis, you can see how things work out. If you want to do more deals, great. And if you don't, then you don't have to. So it's a cool way. I've seen a lot of the other guys who are out there doing deals. Like, I don't know anybody who has the results that we have in our community. Like it's been really, really profound, and we're really proud of it. So it's pretty cool. Come check it out if you can. I think the next one's July 15, 16. We host them a few times a year. But it's also recorded. So even if you can't make the whole thing or part of it, you get access to recordings immediately. So yeah, definitely plug in. We'd love to have you guys.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say there's recordings. And that was my first event I went to. I think it was in August 2019 in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And like the very next late August, I believe. And then right in September, somebody from the group needed some help. That was Jennings on his first deal in South Carolina. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'll jump on. Right. And that was it. Like, within like 3 months, I had closed my first apartment building, right? Just from that event. Like it's insane. So
the return on investment's crazy.
Yeah. It's a win-win for everybody. So super cool. Yeah,
love it, man.
All right, Tim. So this brings me to my favorite part of the show, which I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you three random questions. And this is called the Naked Truth Roulette. It's got nothing to do with real estate. It's just three random questions.
Let's see it.
All right. Do you have any tattoos?
I do not, but I really want to get one. It's actually on my bucket list to get a tattoo.
Bucket list. You know, it's been on my bucket list since I was 20. And then I think about the tattoo that I want, and then I forget about it. And then like 5 years later, like, oh, shoot, I got to get a tattoo.
Dude, I think it's cool. I think it you know, for a long time, I couldn't find something that I really cared enough about. And then I was like, damn, like, it's kind of sad that I don't care enough about something to tattoo it out of my body, right? Like there are things that I obviously care about, but I don't know. I can't make up my mind. I'm usually a pretty decisive person, but I can't figure out like where it would be. And I need to make sure I'm going to like it for the next 10, 20, 100 years, right?
Yeah, for sure. I know. It's actually a big decision. Next question. All right. What is the most embarrassing thing you ever worn?
So I've never like dressed up like a woman. I know some people think that's funny or whatever. I've never like done that. Dude, a couple years ago it was probably like 10 years ago now, before I was married, for Halloween, I went back to college and I let one of my buddies pick out the costumes, and there were three of us. And he got like sailor costumes, right? But it was like, we looked like females, or they were, I don't know. They were really awkward, very revealing. And it was, I wish I never would have dressed up like that. And we had to like go out as a group, because then people are like, oh, you guys are going out as sailors. Because if any one of us ended up going off on our own, it was like a weird, weird costume. So yeah, it's probably
all right. All right, guys. So, follow us on social media. Maybe Tim will post some of those pictures if he still has them. that would be pretty funny. All right. Last question. All right. This is an easy one. Yeah. Favorite food. What is your favorite food?
Oh man. When I think of favorite food, I think of like, if I had to eat one thing for the rest of my life, what could it be? Right. That would be a Chipotle burrito.
Wow. Chipotle burrito. So my daughter's a Chipotle fan. She's definitely a big fan. So it's not a bad choice.
When I lived in Charleston, there wasn't a Chipotle in Charleston. The nearest one was Columbia, South Carolina. And this is back the first time I lived in Charleston. Then I moved back to Cleveland. Then I came back to Charleston. But dude, the nearest one was in Columbia, 2 hours away. And that year, I spent over $2,000 on Chipotle. And the nearest one was two hours away, which means I essentially got a burrito twice a week, every week for the entire year. And it was a little bit, yeah, I have an obsession.
Oh, hey, Matt, that's super cool. That's super cool. No, hey. So I love this roulette because it just gets people to ask you some random questions, right? I've been
those 10
apartment guy, but now we find out you dress in sailor clothes for Halloween. That is definitely awesome. I appreciate you being a good sport and answering those questions. How can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for having me, man. I love all the things that you get going on. Yeah, if anybody wants to connect with me, just connect with me on Facebook or Instagram. That's where I'm most active. I also have a TikTok account. We have a YouTube channel called Legacy Wealth, where we're trying to put out a ton of free content and trying to help people not only with their business and with their real estate, but with their wealth building, and also with their life. And so, if there's anything I can do, anybody I can help, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm around. So appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for having me.
And I'll have all your links to your social media on the show notes. And Tim, again, appreciate it. Thanks again. I am your host, Javier. Don't lose your shirt.
Time consuming, it can be very scary. It could be like trying to get somewhere without a roadmap. So that's why I created this due diligence list when I buy a property. When I buy an apartment building, or even a mobile home park, you can use it for mostly pretty much any commercial property. But this one specifically is for a multifamily. It could be a 6-unit, it could be a 600 unit. You can use it for what you like. So go ahead and sign up, put your name, email. I'll send you the free link to my due diligence. This is what I've used to buy hundreds and hundreds of units, if not thousands of units. So sign up, you get my link. You get an Excel sheet as well. And also we use the software, project management software, monday.com. Feel free to sign up for a free trial. I do have an affiliate link. You don't pay any extra. They just pay me a small fee. Don't have to use it. You have the Excel spreadsheet, but if you use monday.com, it's actually a lot better, a lot smoother, a lot prettier, and you can do a whole bunch of other stuff. There's even a video there I created in the link. So check the link, sign up, and this is my giveaway for you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.